let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right, welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. As the nice man said, I am Danny Milliken. But also here, even better than me being here, is Sherry Hara is here with us from Plants for All Seasons. If you haven't been there, beautiful spot, right off 249, exit Louetta, boom, gorgeous, wonderful. What's going on at the shop these days?
There's actually a lot. We've been hosting the Master Gardeners every Wednesday, awesome. So that's been kind of, it looks like we're really busy.
Back in the education building?
In the education building.
That's awesome. Uh-huh.
And so we've been staying busy with that. My sister's keeping the nursery stocked with beautiful flowers. We have some really great local growers that just do an amazing job.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then my brothers are inside, and they are super busy helping people with all their problems. So that's kind of the problem spot where they dole out good solutions to the problems. So they've been staying busy. And then I have a new nephew.
Oh, nice.
A little Scotty Dalton.
Scotty.
Yep, he's 2 weeks old now, so that's exciting. And my sister-in-law works the cash register, so she's on maternity leave now. So it is a family affair.
I love that. Never
a dull moment.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I Master Gardeners are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think people don't really understand what they do. You know, it's like
what's the program?
Or just they think it's like just an educational group, and they do mm-hmm. a lot of education.
Right.
Or it's like, you know, it's like being a master plumber, right? Like mm-hmm. you're just a really good plumber
right.
that people can trust that you're a good plumber. And Master Gardeners, they're not like gardeners for hire.
Yeah.
That are – it's they're like secret agents for good agricultural practices.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like they actually work for the AgriLife County agents, or they volunteer – and there's very few agents, one per county, mm-hmm. you know, two in Harris, but it's a big county, you know.
Yeah, it's a huge county.
One of the most populated counties anywhere, mm-hmm. populated counties. And you have two people doing all this work, you know, all the ag advice, all the gardening advice, pesticide advice, a bunch of different kind of mm-hmm. stuff happening. And so the master gardeners get educated to be able to help and answer questions and be a presence.
Right.
And make you know, make soil decisions and plant decisions. So
right. So it's good that we could help them out. They've been displaced after
right.
they flooded twice. One the tax day flood and then Harvey.
Yeah.
And so they've lost their land and
their
office
base.
Buildings. Yep, in Bear Creek, and so they're officing over by us, and they needed a place to do their education series over the summer. So I'm glad we could help them out.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That is really wonderful. Great job.
Thanks.
Look at Sherry. Plants for All Seasons. Give it back, you know.
Do what we can, right?
That's right. Make the world a better place. That's really why we're in this, because we know that plants connect people to each other and to the soil, and really to kind of environmental concerns and questions, to their own personal health.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these connections that come through gardening, and that's why we do it. That's why we love talking
about
it.
To help build gardeners.
Yeah. And better gardeners is a better world. So we believe
one listener at a time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
For generations, Benjamin Moore's Regal Select has been the paint you rely on most for its performance and versatility. Available in a variety of sheens and more than 3,500 colors, Regal Select applies smoothly and finishes every job with discernible sophistication. Visit your locally owned Benjamin Moore store for expert advice. Learn for yourself why Regal Select is the brand painters and Tom Tynan trust. To find a store, visit homeshowradio.com/paint. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
If you're looking for reliable plants that can stand up to our Texas tough summers, check out these Texas Superstar plants. I'm Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forests. These Texas Superstar plants undergo several years of extensive field trials by a Texas A&M AgriLife Research and a Texas A&M Extension Service before being awarded the title of Texas Superstar. Now's the time to get your fall tomatoes planted in order to have a crop to harvest before the freezing weather arrives. We've selected these varieties for their hardiness, quick production, and great flavor. Having beautiful plants surrounding your pool is delightful, but not if they shed and get in your water and on your patio. Check out our low-maintenance plants to keep your pool free of debris while still looking like a tropical paradise. Visit us on our website at www.myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Great Wood, and First Colony. Let's get back to what we do best. Here's Sherry and Danny.
Thanks, Joey, and give us a call. We're here to answer all your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. And we have Kyle. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question for you on maybe a plant recommendation.
Okay.
I've got clearing out the backyard, and it faces east and is dominated by two large pecan trees, so there's not a lot of sunlight. But I'd love to put something on the fence line that is beside my neighbors to kind of a growing vine or something. Wanted to know if y'all had a recommendation for something that'd be low maintenance and work well.
Okay, so you want a vine to grow on the fence to give you some barrier between you and your neighbor?
It's a chain link fence, so it's only 3 feet tall. So it's not going to be something that's a vision blocker or anything, but mainly just something to, I don't know, attract a bird or two and make it look pretty.
Okay. So as far as low-light vines, you're a little bit limited. Let's see. Danny's putting some recommendations down here. He's saying Mexican flame vine and trumpet vine.
And then lastly, okay. I'm writing passion fruit vine.
And I was going to say passion vine, the native passion vine would be really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to do any kind of shrubbery along that
shrubbery.
To kind of, break that up, there's several different options that you could do for that. You could do some beauty berry. That likes mm-hmm. that kind of understory dappled sun, and it makes the beautiful purple berries that the birds love.
Right.
So if you did passion vine and some beauty berry, that would be really beautiful, and you'd have butterflies and hummingbirds and birds and
If you're looking for interest, it sounds like. And I when you said I want a vine that's low maintenance, I did some math and there aren't any. especially on a chain link fence, just because you end mm-hmm. up having other vines, greenbrier especially, smilax, that'll come up and join it. And so, it's totally fine to do. It's great to do as long as you can be a little bit flexible, knowing that it is going to take not work to get these vines to grow, mm-hmm. but maintenance mm-hmm. to make sure that they're not either growing too much or getting other vines intertwined amongst them.
Right.
Right.
But okay. Do you have a problem with greenbrier in where you live?
No, I don't think I do. Actually, okay. There's pretty much nothing there, so.
Okay. Well, go for it. That should be fun. Fun little project there.
I mean, I would be all about doing some kind of our native purple possum passion fruit vine.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful flowers. Mm-hmm. You do get a delicious fruit that if you don't get it, a bird will get it eventually. So there's a lot of really cool options.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. 713-572-4610. We don't get a lot of vine questions, but I like them.
Yeah.
One reason I like them is because if you have a tiny space and you want to go up, mm-hmm. they're a really great option.
Yeah.
Now, Sherry's absolutely right. Sun is most of vines needed.
Right. They need a good bit of sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
To bloom well.
I phrased that sentence poorly. Vines need sun. Okay, great. So, I'm also glad that Kyle called with a recommendation question because I want some recommendations for flowers that are good to plant now. I know it's kind of a tweener season. The real annuals haven't really rolled out for fall yet.
Right.
But it's a good time to plant some plants.
Yeah, I mean, if you can keep up with water right now,
sure.
Hopefully we'll start getting into more regular rainfall pattern. We can still plant vinca at this point,
cool.
Right? Vinca is a great way to brighten up a landscape.
So simple,
they can take
charming.
The heat,
yeah.
And there's trailing vinca and there's upright vinca, so you're not just limited to something that's going to get 18 to 24 inches tall.
Isn't there some other kind of vinca like periwinkle or?
Well, periwinkle would be the common name for vinca.
Oh, okay.
There's ground cover vinca, like I think it's the vinca minor.
Minor, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little shade loving.
That's more shade. It's beautiful hanging out of pots. A nice ground cover, perennial ground cover.
Oh, awesome.
But the vinca that I'm talking about, the flowering.
Big, bright colors.
Yeah, there's
simple
the Mediterranean,
plant.
Which is the ground cover or looks beautiful spilling out of pots too.
Oh, awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I it's so easy to fall in love with vinca.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really provide a ton of kind of nectar or pollinator activity, but if you're doing it in patches, you really can get that bright,
right.
bright
if you,
flash.
If you want impact. Now, if you're wanting more pollinator, of course, purslane.
Nice, yeah.
There's the Florida flatleaf that's really pretty.
Okay.
What else could we do? Zinnias are great for nectar sources. And you can still do – we got really cute double zinnias in. They're more like the profusion of the Zahara, but they're double fluffy little – they almost look like marigold flowers.
That's awesome.
Really,
I was just
really
thinking
cute.
That. And that is such like a – I don't know. I guess people – Are we taking for granted these amazing flowers a little too much that are so like complicated and frilly and cool, you know, like that it's like, how in the world is it making all these little petals?
I know.
It's just so cute.
It is cute. And then celosia.
I was about to ask for that because I saw a cool celosia the other day.
Yeah. So celosia comes in different forms. My favorite right now is dragon's breath. Have you done that one?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It is like a superstar in my yard right now.
Cool. Well, we're going to explore more celosia when we get back because there's a bunch of unique kind of shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's a great way to get kids more involved with gardening.
Yes.
Celosia itself along with some of these smaller ones. So we're going to explore celosia, kid gardening when we get back. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
That looks fun.
I enjoy year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and I are here talking. We're talking about flowers. We were talking about veggies, exploring fruit trees before that. And basically, whenever we kind of take for granted, I think, Sherry and I, soil health when it comes to all these things. And so when it comes to flowers and soil health, what you're going to get is you're going to get extended blooms and greener leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes more blooms, depending on what decisions you've made. But one of our favorite shortcuts to improving soil health is just by using MicroLife fertilizers. So, you know, I you can't see me, but I'm putting air quotes around fertilizer, because really what MicroLife does, it's a soil food. And it does pack a lot of nutrients for plants specifically, but it builds up the soil where the roots are, and it allows those roots to be able to get more nutrition, more water when it needs it, more rare minerals too, that aren't that easy for plants to get that have real weak or shallow roots. So the best way to kind of build plant health, build resiliency in your lawn, your trees, is by improving your soil. MicroLife specifically does that. It fortifies your soil. It strengthens your soil. It improves it. So they make a few products that I just love lifting up because I've used them often and I know they work. Mm-hmm. Kind of in really no order here of success. But the green bag, the 624, is a go-to. So professionally, I've used it everywhere I've gone. Kind of if there wasn't already a stash of it, I've bought a stash and started using it, be it the greenhouse or the landscape. That's just the green bag 624. I love humic acid. We're about to do a major humic acid kind of approach to improving some damaged soils from Harvey in Memorial Park. And then also the liquid fertilizers are so easy to use and get such quick results. I mentioned extending blooms. MicroLife makes a product called Maximum Blooms, mm-hmm, that really does a great job of extending and improving the actual flowers of the plants you already have. So, you know, they have a huge line of stuff, and they're very proud that the products they make are safe. And they're doing that by doing things that feed the soil, not doing things that are going to burn the soil. None of their stuff can burn your soil, which is pretty awesome. So MicroLife, making yards kid-friendly since 1988. Look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. Check out their website to see all their different products, a lot of cool stuff. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
And we're back.
Yeah, we are.
Sherry Hara with Danny Milliken.
Hey.
And give us a call, 713-572-4610. We love your questions. It sometimes challenges us.
Absolutely.
I like to be challenged. So give us a call. And talking about MicroLife, one of my favorite products from them is the Q-Mates Plus.
Absolutely.
I use that every time I replant my flowers, every time I add compost. I always add a little bit of that Q-Mates Plus.
Why do you do that?
It rebuilds the soil, puts the carbon back in the soil. It loosens the soil. It helps hold on to moisture. Mm. I mean, it replenishes everything. So anytime I plant, let's say, a woody shrub, like an azalea, or, you know, when I redo my beds, I throw some right in the hole with it. I feel like it colonizes that root system with good mycorrhizae fungi.
That's awesome.
And it just, I don't have to water as much whenever I can build the soil.
Yeah.
And so then you don't have as much transplant shock. You don't have to water stress as much. So there's a laundry list full of reasons.
Well, on top of a lot of those kind of incredible reasons, one of my favorite things that it does is it loosens the soil up just mechanically.
Mm-hmm.
It does kind of something like chelation, where it bonds with nearby molecules and makes bigger molecules. Well, that opens up space for air, water, and roots,
mm-hmm,
to get down into. So you instantly make the space you're planting
right
better.
Yeah.
So it's just, there's not many things that can do that quite as boldly. So
yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I do love that product solution strategy as well. So Arthur, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was just curious as to when's the best time to start planting fall vegetables.
Okay, so
I'm not used to planting for the fall. I'm usually in the spring.
Okay, and what are you interested in?
Fall.
Yeah, what are you interested in? Like what plants?
Tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers.
Okay, get your tomatoes ASAP. Like, get to the nursery today.
Okay.
And then if you want to do a crop of cucumbers, get those going too. I start several different crops of cucumbers throughout the growing season. And so I put some in about 4 weeks ago. I'll do another one the second week of September. Get that going. And then once, probably mid-September, I'll start putting in a lot of my seeds, which we talked about. I don't know if you were listening, the ice cube method. I'm getting prepared for that. But I'll start putting in my broccoli, cauliflower, different lettuces, cabbage. carrots, beets, all that, starting in September, and especially as the weather starts to cool. So it's kind of weather dependent too.
Right.
So you have a lot to do.
Well, good. I needed something to do.
Right.
Well, a lot of those.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Arthur, we were just talking too about Master Gardeners, mm-hmm. and Texas AgriLife has a really great kind of planting schedule for our area that they adjust every single year mm-hmm. for changes in weather patterns and new plants that come in. So if you're looking for something written down, I'd go to texasagrilife.gov mm-hmm. And look for the planting calendar. I mean, it's a great calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
That's there too. Awesome. Thanks for that call, 713-572-4610. I will say this about cucumbers. When I do spring cucumbers, I really go for flavor, mm-hmm. what I like to eat. When I do fall cucumbers, I really focus on just the shortest
growing time.
Growing time, yeah. Mm-hmm. So on all your seed packets, you'll see a little date. That's basically saying from when you put it in the ground to when you get your first fruit, and go for the shortest possible window. So 45 days, I think, is the market more.
Mm-hmm.
Got 100% on that, but I think that's right. And so that's just one thing with cucumbers. The fall window can be very long.
It can be, or it can be short.
Right.
So just
yeah,
go with the shortest day so that you're guaranteed.
And you'll be getting fruit earlier. It may not be the most delicious ones you've ever grown, mm-hmm. but it will still be delicious because you home grew it.
Right.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Denise, we see you waiting. We really appreciate you being there. We'll get you right after this word from a few sponsors.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's Full Service Nursery.
The Arbor Gate. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Really cool opportunity coming up soon, and that is the Organics Workshop this Thursday, August 22nd, being hosted by OHBA, the OHBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance. So this Benefits Alliance is suited to help industry people, landscapers, nursery folks, and homeowners learn more about how to do organics well, the benefits of it, from health benefits to plant benefits to success, just gardening success. I believe that organic gardening is a better way. I think it works better. And that's, you know, mostly based on experience and then kind of encouraged by other stuff. So this workshop is a day-long workshop. A bunch of amazing presenters are going to be there presenting. So it's going to be a really special day. So anyway, I wanted to talk about it, get it out in front of you. That's August 22nd. Bunch of great information. For tickets, go to obaonline.org, OHBAonline.org /events. And it's going to be a fun time. Home Show Garden Pros is proud to sponsor, as well as there's other sponsors of this day, but we're just excited about it. So it's going to be at the beautiful McGovern Centennial Gardens, August 22nd. I'll be presenting on using compost, some recent research that we've uncovered and learned about and trying to mimic at Memorial Park. It's going to be a great day. Hope to see you there. One last time, that website is obaonline.org.
And we're back to answer your gardening questions.
And we're back!
713-572-4610. Give us a call. I think we have some callers on the board.
Absolutely. Denise, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Actually, it's Dennis.
But, oh, Dennis.
Thanks for... That's okay. I've been called worse.
I'll take full credit for that.
Yeah, okay. Now, I have a raised bed next to our swimming pool. And over the years, we've gone through a variety of different trying to get color and stuff like that. So I have a couple of questions. Currently, we have bougainvillea in it, and can't get any of the red. It grows like crazy. I mean, it's very healthy. I'm having to trim it about every 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But just don't seem to be able to get any, what you call blooms.
Any blooms.
So that's my, I got one plant. See, I have like 3 different plantings of them. One of them's actually doing pretty good, but the other 2 are not doing well at all.
Okay.
So, any thoughts?
So, bougainvillea can be tricky in the ground here to get it to bloom.
Okay.
It's best if you can contain those roots. When you give them free rein to just grow,
uh-huh.
they don't produce flowers as easily until they're really, really, really mature. So you're doing the right thing by cutting them about every 2 weeks, but you want to do something called root pruning. And so
root
what that,
pruning.
Mm-hmm, so what you want to do is just get like a sharp shooter shovel and just stab it down around the roots. It'll feel like you're abusing it. And then when you feed it, you want to feed it with a bougainvillea specific food about every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So when you prune it next, don't prune it again until we start getting some flowers because they bloom on new growth. And if you're constantly cutting it back all the time, you're not going to get the bloom. So between root pruning it and feeding it with bougainvillea specific food, you just buy something that says bougainvillea on it. We can and not overwatering it. We want to let it go on the drier side between waterings too. And that could be a problem in the ground because you can't control the rain, right?
Right.
If we root prune it, that'll create a stress, and then the stress response will be it'll bloom.
Oh, cool. And then I have one final one.
Uh-huh.
We used to have, and that's great advice.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have canna lilies in it, and we just loved them. They were so colorful and really added to the pool.
Yeah.
But we got these leaf roller worms.
Yes.
And, man, I could not get rid of those things.
Yeah, and they're not really terrible every single year, but when we have no winter, we'll get a ton of the leaf rollers. So if you still have cannas in there, you can spray them with a product called BT as a preventative. You just have to stay on top of it. You have to do it like weekly, every 2 weeks sprayings.
DT. Yeah, see, the issue I had, I found the stuff that they said to wet the leaves with. I couldn't wet the leaves. It just rolled right off the leaves. So
yeah, so you can. There's a dust, or you can use a surfactant, add a surfactant.
Oh, so there is a dust.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Oh, okay.
It's called Dipel dust.
Excuse me?
D-I-P-E-L, Dipel dust.
Okay.
And Dennis, just so you know, it's BT.
BT, not DT. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, BT.
Bacillus thuringiensis. Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
That was really a good word on bougainvillea.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some people buy like real tropical, not raised here bougainvillea,
mm-hmm.
and they can be a lot more vigorous growers.
Yeah.
So I know you guys grow your own.
We do.
So that's a really great thing. So the leaf canna plants,
mm-hmm.
it's like they get pretty ugly when they get big, like the after they bloom.
Yeah.
I've always like once it blooms, I'm taking that whole stalk out,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of leaves less food for those caterpillars.
Right.
So it makes a little more work for me to maintain that, but they get it kind of so out of control.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's where I am on the cannas. Edible root, though. Got to cook it for a long time. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 710. I'm Danny. Sherry's here too. 713-572-4610.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far. Just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. Hope to hear from you. Put the wow back in your yard with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. I love this company a lot, actually. I have dealt with a lot of irrigators in my professional career, and a lot of them don't do some of the things that Mike Ball does really well. A lot of them don't pay attention to actual water use. They don't care about reducing the amount of water that goes out. Mike Ball does. He really cares about water conserving systems. His systems are on average 30% more efficient than the system he's replacing. A lot of them are scared of drip irrigation. Well, drip irrigation is really cool because it eliminates runoff. It waters the roots of the plants, right? You get a lot of diseases on your plants because city water keeps spraying the leaves over and over, and you don't want wet leaves. That's just not something you want. He's not scared of drip irrigation. He installs it really, really well very often. And the other thing, well, a couple other things, he uses smart controls. Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting, it's very devoted to cutting-edge technology when it comes to irrigation. And that makes a huge difference for watering when you need to. So that 30% more efficient is, yeah, saving 30% of the water. But by doing smarter solutions, there could be a year where you save 70% the water use. So they also do retrofitting, repair old systems. And once you got something installed, they can come and do monthly inspections to make sure the system's going really well. The results you get from that are healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work, just healthier systems. So call Mike with your vision. Call Mike for questions you have. You know, you want to learn if your irrigation system is running really well. You wonder if you have a leak. It's really great to get somebody who's wonderful out there. So Mike Ball Irrigation can take care of your problems. Check out their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com.
And we're back to answer your questions. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. Looks like we have some more callers.
Yeah, Jim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello?
Okay, Jim, I think you're cutting out, Robert. So give us a call back, Jim. Terry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good morning.
Hey, I do have a question. I talked to y'all about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of the garden part of it. I'm doing the raised beds, but I mean, I'm doing sizable raised beds, 4 foot, 3 foot, so I don't have to reach so much.
Good.
My question is, what kind of filler dirt do I need to put in there? Do I just need to put all topsoil?
Well, you're doing a 4 foot tall raised bed?
Yeah, I'm going to do between three to 3.5 foot tall because I just don't want to reach and grab anymore. So I'm doing 8 of them. And I'm doing them in 4 foot squares because I mean I just like a lot of gardening. But
yeah.
Again, I'm just trying to see what kind of dirt I need to kind of like halfway fill them up with, does it matter?
Yeah, I can tell you what I did.
Okay.
Because I had really tall gardens like that before Harvey, and they were made out of wood. I don't have those gardens anymore because they fell apart. But I filled my base up. I bulked it up with just a planting mix. It was a good all-purpose mix, but it wasn't like the really good stuff, right? So I bulked it up with that, and then I added my good garden soil on the top where the roots were going to be. And by the probably fourth or fifth year, you could dig down, and all of it looked good because it kind of melds together, and it turns the not-so-good soil to good soil over time.
Okay, I do have another question though. With that though, and that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to put in the very bottom as I'm starting? Do I need to rock them? Do I need to put any rock in?
Are you going on to ground, or
yes?
Yeah, I did mine right on the ground. I didn't put anything in the bottom.
You didn't?
Nope. I put soil and within weeks of building my garden beds, I had earthworms and all kinds of good stuff coming up from the native ground.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I have a lot of worms out there, and actually I planned on supplying them with the. I mean, I'm planning on putting them in the beds as well in the bottom. I mean,
yeah.
So just really.
Yeah, they'll work their way up.
Do their job.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, good. Well, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
I will say, Terry, for sure, the soil does matter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you don't need to fill the whole thing with top notch soil, but you do what, like top 10 inches, 14 inches, 8 inches?
Yeah, probably about the top 6 to 8 inches is where I put the really good stuff.
Right.
And then whenever you go to replant every season, you're adding good compost. And before you know it, your soil that your right. okay soil that you put at the bottom has become good soil.
But as far as like just topsoil.
I wouldn't do just
yeah,
topsoil.
You want to integrate it with something lighter. Yeah. Or drainier. Like
that's why I did the planting mix because it has some composted like yeah. pine bark in it. It's a little fluffier,
yeah.
But it's less expensive, so it's not going to break the bank.
713-572-4610. Great advice from Sherry happening right now. Rodney, we see you waiting. We love you for doing that. We're going to take a quick pause. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products. And your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out. And the iron, too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife All Organic Biological Fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Like the nice man said, 713-572-4610. Sherry Hara is here answering questions. A lot like Rodney's question. Rodney, hi, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good. I have a question. My wife and I just moved into a new home or a new subdivision, and the grass that they gave us is not grass. I'm going to call it hay because my front yard looks like a hay field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Bermuda. What do we need to do to make it green like grass?
Well, you need to focus on the soil. Being that it's a new build, the soil underneath that Bermuda that they sodded is probably hard-packed clay yuck. So if you can compost, top dress, and aerate, and follow up with some liquid humates and some seaweed, I think that'll start to bring that green back.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I mean, that'll be your package. You know, if you were kind of in an established space, a little seaweed would green it up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And good watering techniques. But that package she just mentioned, compost, top dressing, aeration, humic acid, and then following up with a seaweed is really going to be what gets you to a sustainable place and where you're going to have green grass, not just in the next 2 weeks, but for the next, 10 years.
Right.
Perfect. Okay, well, because I want to cut grass, not hay, but okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll look for that, and then hopefully we'll get some green grass.
Awesome. Good luck.
Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Bermuda's got a real kind of challenge inlaid with it generally in that it really can survive dry heat.
Yes.
But doesn't love it. Doesn't
right.
thrive.
It still needs to be watered and maintained to keep that green. But the difference between that and St. Augustine, right? If St. Augustine doesn't get water, it's just going to die.
Right.
Where Bermuda will go into a sleepy, like dormant brown phase. And then when it gets watered regularly, it'll be green.
Yeah.
So
lawns, you brought up a great point about lawns in new developments
mm-hmm.
around new builds,
yeah,
is that generally have either been jacked up or started with poor soil,
right?
And so overcoming that, you're never going to get past step one with your lawn in a new development,
right?
until you've really taken some measures.
Right. So if I had a brand new house with a new yard, that's the first thing I would address would be building that soil. I mean, get ahead of it.
Right.
Instead of battling it for years and then finally figuring out, oh, I got to change the soil. So
I mean, how many people that call in to talk to us and they have this like terrible situation and they're like, oh man, I've replaced my sod 3 times.
Right.
You know, like I can't get it to stick.
Yep. And that's because of the soil.
Because of the soil. So that is where the roots are housed.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense, right, that a healthier root situation means a healthier plant situation.
Right.
So that's kind of why Sherry and for sure Sherry and I are going to be really focused on making sure that you're taking steps to improve that root system because everything else will follow.
Right.
Be it orange trees, be it lawns. You mentioned aeration.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
So aeration is basically opening up the soil to get some oxygen down into
right.
the ground. So core aeration is what we do here in the Gulf Coast or in Texas for
yeah.
the most part. There's tine aeration as well, but that's more of a northern thing. Northern grasses.
If you have topsoil, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. But here we do core aeration. So it's basically pulling a little core out, getting oxygen down there. Now, the big thing with aeration is you don't want to just aerate and walk away. You want to aerate and compost, top dress, and get something to fill those cores
right.
and get it down into the soil. Or what's going to happen is your mowers are going to come and all your little cores that you pulled out are just going to collapse back on themselves.
Yeah, get pulverized.
Right. So aeration is key. And
yeah.
then compost, top dress following the aeration.
Aeration is a temporary mechanical change
right.
to get more oxygen to the soil
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
all that life in there is relying on oxygen.
Right.
It's compacted. It may not be getting it, but it's a temporary mechanical change.
Yeah.
It will revert if that's all you do. That's why the biological effect
mm-hmm.
that Sherry's talking about is so key. It's so key. And, you know, when Terry asked about the kind of deeper beds, Sherry mentioned earthworms because if you're seeing earthworms, that means kind of you have bacteria
because mm-hmm.
that's what earthworms eat.
Yeah.
They're not going to be in a place. They will not be in a place without bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to add worms to your garden, they're probably going to go away if you don't have the right bacteria.
Right.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros taking your gardening questions. Russell, we see you. We're going to hit you up right after these quick word from a few sponsors, 713-572-4610.
At Southwest Fertilizer, we've been helping Houston gardeners like you raise healthier vegetables and flowers since 1955. Hi, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. From plants to soils, fertilizers to gardening tools, you'll find a bigger selection of organic and synthetic products for every budget. All your lawn and garden needs in one stop. And we'll even load it all into your car or truck. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. SouthwestFertilizer.com.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Fall tomatoes have arrived. This is Diane Bulanowski with Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. We have just received in fall tomatoes. I know everybody's been looking forward to them. This is the best time to plant your fall tomatoes. We will have some cold weather veggies coming up soon, but you need to go ahead and plant your tomatoes while it's hot. We're also looking forward to Fall Festival and Pumpkin Patch. Save the date. October 5th from 11 to 4. We'll have all kinds of exciting activities for the kids. Pick your favorite pumpkin. Learn from our expert team of gardeners and designers how to combine seasonal plants and fall favorites like pumpkins, colorful gourds, and other natural elements to create a beautiful and easy transformation of your home and landscape. We look forward to this event every year, so we're super excited. We have the snow whirl. We'll have snow cones for the kids, other special activities. Feel free to dress up for the occasion. And we also will have award-winning barbecue from Texas Q. Find out more about this event and other upcoming classes and workshops at Warren Southern Gardens by checking out our Pinterest page. We're also on Instagram, and check out our Facebook page. And now back to Sherry and Danny.
Awesome. We're here to answer your questions, and we have Russell on the phone.
Y'all doing?
Hi.
A couple years ago, I lost my avocado tree.
Uh-huh.
And the rootstock has come back for the last couple of years. Just wondering, what do they rootstock these trees on?
I'm going to let Danny field this one.
It's called Lola. It's not that great. You kind of don't want to deal with it. I would dig it out or keep chalking it back or mow it or
find
whatever.
Something to graft onto it?
Yeah, you could try to graft onto it. There's a lot of new grafting tools that are pretty cool, but it's not really that great of an avocado.
Okay. And one other question. You said after the canna's lily flowers, you rip it out. You mean like cut it back?
Cut it back at ground level. Yeah, like just get the loppers and stink.
Okay. We'll do that then. Okay. Those are the only two questions I needed.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Russell. 713-572-4610. Thanks, Russell. Liz, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have a question about mulching for y'all.
Okay.
We have a garden bed. I've got some beans and stuff planted in it, and it's not doing that well. And I think part of the reason might be that we don't have any mulch on there. So I'm wondering if you guys have any recommendations about the best kind of mulch to use.
Okay, well, I can tell you what mulch I use, but I don't know that that's going to fix your problem. I use pine needle mulch. It is the best for me. It retains the moisture, keeps the weeds out. But I think you may need to add a little layer of good compost before you do any mulch. So I would get some leaf mold compost or some soil conditioner and add that. I think that's probably we need to rebuild your soil.
Okay.
Because even without mulch, my garden still performs. I just have to water it more, you know.
We just built our garden bed and like loaded it up with a whole bunch of really good dirt and a load of compost as well, and then immediately planted stuff. Would the heat also be a factor? I know it's been so hot lately.
Yes and no. I mean, we can still have success in the heat planting, mm-hmm. But we have to watch how much we're watering. Make sure you're watering enough. And, you know, in a new garden, I find, you know, you put really good soil in it. Sometimes your first season, it takes a while for that soil to kind of meld together too. And get a really good organic plant food that will feed your soil. That will be key. So get a good MicroLife, whether you do the 624 or the 846.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, you.
Liz. I will say that not all composts are created equal.
No, they're not. And good soil to me is different than good soil to other people. So really know your sources and buy really good quality stuff, especially in, like we said, at the top, you know, 6 to 8 inches.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But Liz, just to kind of confirm, when it comes to veggie bed mulching, pine needle straw is really tough to beat.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, you were on Home Show Garden Pros. Eric, we're kind of capsed for time, so, you know, laser in for us, man.
All righty, I sure will, thanks. I had a question about oak trees. My roots are coming. Their roots are coming up, and it won't. I can't get any grass to grow around it. How can I fix that?
Well, I think what you're dealing with is soil compaction around your root zone. How old's your yard?
I've been there 18 years, so it's pretty old.
Yeah, and so you're probably dealing with soil compaction and some shade. And it appears that your roots are moving, but I think what's happened is your soil's compacted around your root zone. So you really need to do a nice layer of, like, leaf mold compost, really good compost, or a good hardwood shredded mulch around the base of it. That's what I would do. And then as far as the shade growing grass, you can't grow grass all the way up to that trunk in that shade area, but you can get St. Augustine, if that's what you have, to grow further into the shade if we can loosen that soil.
But Eric, let's focus on kind of uncompacting the soil before we worry about the grass.
Right.
You know, we're in this together. We're going to be on for you for a while. So I'm with Sherry. To me, I do a humic acid treatment. Mm-hmm. I put down the Humates Plus from MicroLife, and then I do with a really nice hardwood mulch.
Hardwood mulch, yeah.
And that's gonna over the next 6 months kind of do a lot of the uncompaction, because those roots don't go up; they go down. The soil
erodes.
Yeah, erodes or compacts, exactly. Yeah. And that's what you're dealing with, Eric. So your biggest ticket item is you're going to start to see failing tree health if you don't do anything about it. Which that tree is extremely valuable part of your property.
Yes. All right.
So get some Humates Plus, cast them out, top that with a hardwood mulch.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, that's been Home Show Garden Pros. We had a fun time.
Yeah, always.
Thanks, Sherry. Yeah.
Always.
And Tom and the team will be up right after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.